broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
As we have come to know, that the original data has been destroyed.
I've heard a number out there that the threat is up by 400%. I'm not sure where that
number is. Is it up at all? We don't ask him for the threat.
To somehow compare, as this article says, that we who believe firmly.
Hey, it's Tiger. I'm taking a huge
slope. Burn in hell.
Damn.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show, world-famous and, of course, famous for taking you through the looking glass of media and talk radio. Coming up tonight, Saudi Arabia calls for an investigation into the hacked ClimateGate emails. Harry Reid's upset. He has upset the GOP over a comment about segregation out of GOP. These cats in the GOP are similar to the guys that voted against reforming slavery and civil rights if you're voting against the health reform bill. So Harry made those comments, and there's a little bit of upset on the other side of the so-called aisle. And a woman is heard over a 911 recording shooting an intruder, which is reminiscent of that dude that we had on not too long ago, Bud. You remember the guy?
Well, the guy went, you hear the shotgun clicking? Here I go.
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, I think I have that, guys. You're going to hear this man's voice. It's very, very similar to that story where this man said, you hear the shotgun clicking? And then he went outside and he blew away two cats that were on his property, and it turned into quite the contretemps.
You hear the shotgun clicking and I'm going.
There it is, and I'd play the rest of it for you. But we do have Professor Emory Clayton, who's hanging on the line with us tonight. He is going to be discussing with us the latest in the Tiger Woods situation, which is not exactly the most pleasant of subjects when it comes to, you know, our sporting heroes. However, I guess we've come to learn, the times being what they are, that our sporting heroes, Professor, are human and they make mistakes. And we become, I suppose, a bit more cynical, as they say. You know, a cynic is a romantic who's been soured a little bit on life. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't know whether I would agree with that or not. I think that in the case of Tiger Woods, you have a very different situation. You have the situation, certainly, of a young man who is in no way to be compared with O.J. Simpson. Whether or not O.J. Simpson was guilty of this crime of murder, he was found not guilty by a jury of his peers, but the crime itself was a horrendous crime, the crime of murder. To be accused of that is, in my opinion, obviously, something's going to leave a mark. I don't want to comment on the relative guilt or innocence, though, of O.J. Simpson, and I'm certainly not going to engage in something that I think a lot of people would like you to have me engage in. I know that you don't mean for me to do this, but some people might want me to bring Tiger Woods' name into the same sentence with a controversy like the O.J. Simpson controversy. I don't want to do that.
You're absolutely right. Tiger Woods is not accused of being murdered. Being murdered. He's not accused of having committed a murder. He's accused of various acts of infidelity.
He had too much to drink. He wrecked his car. The state of Florida, and let's underline where Tiger Woods finds himself these days. In the state of Florida, which is a southern state, and you can say all you want about Miami Beach, and you can say all you want about the Art Deco District, and you can say all you want about the Ernest Hemingway look-alike contest they have down in Key West, and say all you want about the boat parade they have in Fort Lauderdale, it's still a southern state. And a southern state like that, the Florida Highway Patrol wants to look into the private affairs of a young black man who was involved at the very worst in a bit of domestic violence. I don't see, Phil, I don't see the media digging through Jack Nicklaus's garbage dump. I don't see the media digging through Sam Snead's garbage dump.
Well, I want to ask you a question, though, about the southern state reference.
I don't think it's not a secret that Florida is a southern state. You understand that?
Yeah, but those days of mistreating African Americans by certain segments of that society because of the woeful history of that area, those days are over. Would you not agree?
I will agree.
I'll tell you, the very first integrated neighborhood I ever saw was in Florida. I live in the city of Los Angeles. L.A. is probably the most segregated city that you could ever imagine, and yet everybody thinks this is such a progressive city. I think you're unfairly maligning the state of Florida.
All I know is the following, that the Florida Highway Patrol wanted to make a big deal out of a young man passing out drunk and running his car into a tree, and then on top of that, the media starts to pile on, and the next thing you know, they want to go through this man's underwear drawer. They want to go through this man's, his wife's private life, go through his own private life. And my feeling is, because of the nature of the sport that he played, you understand, he's a professional golfer. This is a sport that has traditionally been the domain and the purview of whites. But I don't see the media going through a white man's garbage pit. I don't see them going through Ben Hogan's garbage, find out who Ben Hogan is sleeping with, or Arnold Palmer, who he's sleeping with.
Well, the guys you're talking about are, Ben Hogan is gone.
But you understand, the Tiger Woods name belongs right alongside the names of Bobby Jones. I don't play golf, but I've done a great deal of research since this story broke, because every time I see in the media a story or treatment of the subject of a story who is an African American, and I see changes in the way they report a story, which in my opinion is based upon the color of man's skin, then I'm going to call it as I see it. And I go through the news and I look at the history of this sport, this sport of golf. Tiger Woods belongs right up alongside of all of those great names. And yet I don't see anybody in the media talking about Bobby Jones and who he was screwing, or Jack Nicklaus, or Arnold Palmer, or any of these other. John Daly, this white, was an alcoholic, and they treated this as if it's some kind of, he's like a clown, like a Ringling Brothers clown. But let's get him back out on the tour. So you understand.
Well, John Daly, professor, was vilified in the press because of his drinking for a period of time.
Well, they vilified him in the press. They basically treated him the way they treat any alcoholic, especially in the golf world where everything is seems to be about 20 or 30 years behind the times anyway. They look at John Daly like he's some kind of a clown, like he's the town drunk. Like he's a PGA Tour drunk. Now, Tiger Woods is who we're talking about.
If you don't mind, I want to interrupt you and give our phone number out, Professor.
Go ahead.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Professor Emery Clayton here about the Tiger Woods story. The latest is that his wife, Ellen Nordegren...
You're getting your news from a website, which is probably some kind of an entertainment website.
Well, let me just look and make sure it's Radar Online.
That's an entertainment website. Look, the white racist media establishment couldn't wait to go after Tiger Woods because they don't want a black man on top in the white man's sport. No one can deny this. No one can argue against this.
But hold on for a minute. This is a guy...
No, you're talking about something that I happen to know intimately because I'm a black man. And I happen to know intimately, because
let me ask you something. Do you play golf?
Doesn't make any difference whether I play golf or not. I don't have to play golf. I know all I need to know about golf. I go by any golf course, and I'm going to tell you that sport has been dominated by. Now I know there are an awful lot of black people at sport that enjoy golfing today. You were probably going to say because of Tiger Woods. You were probably going to.
Well, not only black people, but Tiger Woods has inspired a lot of young people to take up the sport. He's extremely popular among young kids.
Well, one, that may be true, but the fact remains that the white-controlled racist media can't wait to go after Tiger Woods, who has this beautiful young Swedish model as a wife, and he's living in a mansion, and he's living a life, and maybe that's just a little bit too much for the whites to take. I don't know. It might be too much for the Florida Highway Patrol to take. I don't know. And
you're trying to paint the Florida Highway Patrol as a vestige of the Bull Connor days of law enforcement.
Well, again, you're talking a little bit out of your rear end. I don't mean to offend you, but
What do you mean I'm talking about our rear end? I know a little bit of history, don't I?
I don't know what history book you're reading, but I'm going to tell you. And
you yourself say you don't follow golf.
I don't follow golf. I couldn't care less about golf. But you don't need to follow golf to understand everything you need to know about golf. When I look in a history book and I don't see the media picking through Arnold Palmer's toilet, I don't see them picking through the septic tank in Jack Nicklaus's backyard to try to come up with a headline, but they're going through everything at Tiger Woods' house, his garbage. They're going through his
Are you saying literally?
But I'm telling you, yeah, literally. I would not be surprised they're going through his garbage. This is a young man who is a black man who plays the sport of golf so well that he stands alongside all the great names. Because I don't follow the sport, I wrote some down. Gene Sarazen, Byron Nelson, Sam Snead. Here's another one. You see them going through Sam Snead's garbage? You see them picking through his septic tank? Or sticking their hands down into Sam Snead's toilet to try to find something juicy to write about? Only Tiger Woods. That's the only golfer that I can think of that this has happened to. And
I got a break. Hold on, just for a second. We have Professor Emery Clayton on, who is talking about the Tiger Woods story and saying that this story is a race story. It's a story about race as far as the white media is concerned. If this was a white golfer, these problems that he's having wouldn't be quite so explosive. I have to tell you, and I told the professor, if there was a white golfer, a young, handsome guy, as popular with young kids, as popular with a new generation of golfers as Tiger Woods is, and he was having these kinds of problems, it's hard for me to imagine it not being a big story. All right, your call's coming up next, and more with Professor Emery Clayton. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. As we talk about Tiger Woods, his wife has moved out after she got these reports of mistresses. We also have a tape recording of Tiger Woods talking to one girlfriend, telling her to get rid of her, take her name off of her phone number so it doesn't show up on his wife's phone or his phone when she calls. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I want to say something right now. Can I say something?
Well, we're going to a commercial.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Joining me tonight is Professor Emery Clayton. Professor Clayton from L.A. Canyon College. We're talking about Tiger Woods. His wife is reportedly moving out. I do have that phone call I'll play, Professor, later on, where Tiger is asking his girlfriend, apparently, to delete her name so it doesn't turn up on the callback.
Yeah, well, you know something, Phil. I'd love to hear the tape. I'm sure it's got an exploitive and sensational value. It's got nothing to do with me, and if you don't mind me saying, it's got nothing to do with you or your listeners. It's a private man's affair, which has been trotted out and turned into a spectacle by the white press, the white sporting press, that is upset with this young black man taking over the sport of the white man. And
you know, he has been feted and celebrated and in so many different ways. I can't even count for you to say something like that. Just goes against the facts.
Look, people can say to you, I love you, and they can still have a hand grenade with a pin pulled being held behind their back. And people can say, some of my best friends are black. But I'm telling you now, I can see on the face of this, the Florida Highway Patrol gives this man a ticket for driving while black. And you heard about the other man who was arrested for the other B&B. There's breaking and entering. There's also something called black and entering. That is, being black and entering your own home can get a police officer up in your face. I think you need to come to grips with the reality here, Phil. That Tiger Woods.
Well, you know, I'm sorry to have to interrupt you, but I just don't see, as I said during going into the break.
But I heard what you said going into the break. You said if this young man was a white man, he had the same kind of life, he'd still be subject to the same criticism. Then why is it Sam Snead? Nobody's going through Sam Snead's septic tank. They're not going into his hamper and looking at the stains on his underwear to see if there's any kind of news there.
Sam, you're bringing up the names of guys that are dead. Sam Snead is long dead. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here before we get too much further along. In Providence, Rhode Island, it's Pat. Pat, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Phil. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I've only called in once to a radio show in my life. I'm 48 years old, and listening to this on my way home from work tonight, I have to tell you that I'm offended by the professor's comments. This is the most irresponsible playing of the race card that I've ever heard in my lifetime.
If you can name another golfer that has had his garbage picked through the way this young man has, I'd be happy to talk about it. But I have never heard of a great sporting star,
let's let the man talk, okay? Let's let this gentleman talk, Professor.
Thank you.
Tiger
Woods put himself out there. He makes $100 million off of endorsements. Tiger Woods sells his image on the common market. And white people have bought that image just as much as any other people, including black people and any other color
can
imagine.
But Tiger Woods
is
because the white man is giving him money, then that means they get to pick through his septic tank.
Let's let this gentleman finish what he's saying.
That's another offensive playing of the race card. That has nothing to do with the facts here. The facts are that we have an icon, a sports icon, who is held in the highest of esteem by people of all color, and he makes a damn good living off of that. I apologize for being that image in everyone's minds. And it turns out that this guy is a dirtbag. There are women coming out of the woodwork.
He's a dirtbag. You're talking about a man whose private affair is being trotted out for all this. He's a golfer. The reason why people buy his products is because he's a golfer. The reason why people admire him is because he's a golfer. Now
it's
you're telling me this guy's a dirtbag. Let me ask you something, and I ask this question, too. Has anybody gone through Bobby Jones' underwear to find out if he left anything in there?
Bobby Jones is long dead. Sam Snead.
$100 million off of endorsements.
Are you asking me to take you seriously, sir?
You're asking me to take you seriously. Sir, you are
offending people of color by laying
on such a ridiculous race-baiting argument as this, and you're what's happening to America these days, sir.
You are lying to me. You are closing in your academia respectability
for these ridiculous race-baiting arguments. And as a 48-year-old white upper-middle-class man who has worked hard for everything that he has gotten, I've heard this speech a million times about the white man working so hard. Let me tell you something. Bobby Jones is in the encyclopedia. Sam Snead is in the encyclopedia. Those men have gone down in history as the greatest idols in the sport. And you're telling me that they didn't make that kind of money. Sir, you take your plays out of Al Sharpton's playbook. This is pathetic.
He ain't got nothing to do with this. I tell the truth. Al Sharpton hasn't got half my guts. Why don't you just go ahead and call me the N-word? You called Tiger Woods a dirtbag. You really wanted to use the N-word, didn't you?
Oh, come on. That's absurd.
Now, you wanted to call him the N, didn't you? You wanted to just bust
absolutely
that one right out.
That's ridiculous.
You wanted to throw that tarpaulin over the top of that field. But I can tell you
offensive.
That in my...
You are offending me as an American, sir.
Is there some way we can have a dialogue here, Professor? Because you're just yelling at this guy.
I'm not yelling at him. I asked the gentleman the same question. I'm going to ask him again. Sam Snead, Arnold Palmer. I don't hear anything about their personal lives. Jack Nicklaus ain't. What do you mean they didn't hold themselves out? I see those men on TV commercials all the time doing every kind of television commercial, every kind of product. Arnold Palmer. Anybody going through Arnold Palmer's old underwear to take a look and see if he dropped one in there? No, I don't think so.
Tell me something new. You just have rhetoric.
I want you to answer the question.
You are not saying that Tiger Woods was drunk. It wasn't. He was drunk. He was dazed from his wife cracking him over the head.
He was dazed. That's right. You got that part of it wrong. Exactly. Thank you very much, Pat. I appreciate it. We'll be back with Professor Emery Clayton. Our number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk about Tiger Woods, the latest. His wife has moved out on Tiger.
Phil Hendry.
How am I doing?
Phil, I want to remind you that you can visit us online at philhendryshow.com. You can watch the show every night as we stream live in video. That's right. You can watch as well as listen to our show at philhendryshow.com. You can listen to our show on hundreds of affiliates. Our affiliate list is there for you at philhendryshow.com. We're on Facebook at philhendryshow, at facebook.com/philhendry. And at Twitter at twitter.com/philhendryshow. Professor Emery Clayton joins us. And we're talking about Tiger Woods, and you were talking about the media treatment of Tiger, even insofar as Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live. Let me explain something to you about Saturday Night Live, which has the viewership of so-called young, dare I say, hip liberals. Saturday Night Live is a racist entity, has been for many, many years. It is an entity that is run by this Lorne Michaels, who, my understanding, is Jewish. And yet they allow their writers and their predominantly white cast to continually clown black people, as they did this past weekend. I saw this Tiger Woods sketch or skit or whatever they call it. It wasn't funny. It was offensive. The View, they put their token on there, whether it's Whoopi or someone else. But those racist women, especially this old race baiter, Barbara Walters, they have spent days talking about a young man with a domestic problem.
Now, all right, let's get off of, because I don't think you're going to find anybody that's going to agree with you that Saturday Night Live is racist. Let's talk about Arnold Palmer, then I got to get back to some phone calls. Arnold Palmer does commercials, okay, just as Tiger Woods does.
Arnold Palmer's doing a commercial right now for a company called The Villages, Florida's friendliest hometown. Now, what this is that old age community. Arnold Palmer is out pitching, warehousing old people out in some swamp, and no one looks into the background of Arnold Palmer's business dealings or Arnold Palmer's mistresses.
Do you know if Arnold Palmer has mistresses, yes or no?
I don't know. You want to know why I don't know? Because the white press won't touch Arnold Palmer. They won't touch Arnold Palmer with rubber gloves because Arnold Palmer is a white man. And if I tell you, if Tiger Woods was doing a commercial for Florida's friendliest hometown, The Villages, they would say that there goes another N-word advocating the warehousing of old white people in a swamp. And to me,
that's absurd.
You know, you and your listeners like to use that word, Mr. Henry.
That is absolutely absurd and is complete and utter conjecture on your part. Let's go to a phone call, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Doug in Nashville, Tennessee. Doug, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead.
How you doing, Phil? How you doing, Professor?
Fine, thank you.
I'm
doing very well, thank you.
I want to talk to you, sir. I'm retired military, and I'm half white and half black, and I'm offended by some
that
of
basically means you're black.
Listen to me. I'm offended.
You're black. If you're half black, you're black.
No, listen to me. I'm American.
Yeah.
I think you forgot that. And I think, you know, it really irritates me knowing that I spent 21 years defending this country and having people like you, sir, who want to throw race cards because of the color of their skin. I can tell you personally.
No, nobody's answered my question. No one's answered my question. And my question is, how come Arnold Palmer doesn't have his garbage picked through using a corpse-sniffing dog? The way they do Tiger Woods. Why?
Get in trouble?
Armor Palmer. His name's Arnold Palmer.
Did he get in trouble?
Arnold
or
Palmer. Well, we wouldn't know, would we, sir? We wouldn't know. We wouldn't know because the press covers up for Arnold Palmer.
Wait. This man just mentioned John Daly.
John Daly's a clown. He's a Ringling Brothers clown.
And so are you, Professor. Because I can tell you this. You are the problem with our society today. You want to bring up this race issue. Let's go past that. Okay?
Let's go past that. And because they want to have Tiger Woods investigated by the Florida Highway Patrol, which is an extension of the Southern... This southern umbrella of the Klan. And
oh, come on, will you? What do you mean the Klan?
You know the relationship that they've got with the Klan law enforcement in the South.
And were we talking about 1962?
I think he does. I think he's still there. Because you know what, Professor? I actually live in Florida. Okay.
I don't live in 1962. I live in 2009, thank you.
Let's let this man talk, because you jump on everybody that says something that you don't agree with.
Exactly.
That's my role. If I don't do it, no one else will. We've got all these mealy-mouthed blacks out there who want to move past it, too.
Excuse me?
All these mealy-mouthed. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. And they want to move past it, too.
I want the gentleman to say what he wants to say.
I'm shocked right now, because it's like, you know, we are in a high society to where we can make our own choices, and we have to live with them. Now, if you're a person that everybody sees, you are put up on a pedestal. Now, if you do something wrong, it doesn't matter what color skin you have, you're going to get hit by the media. The media is going to eat it up. Okay? It doesn't matter. You should know this by now. If you're a celebrity...
I've listened to this long enough. This man and all the other callers that you've had, Mr. Henry, refuses to address the issue of where is the media going through the septic, picking through the, sticking a hand down the toilet of Arnold, you know, up Arnold Palmer's you-know-what to find out who he's at.
Everybody has made the same point. Arnold Palmer, was he arrested for something? Has there been something in the news?
Because the white media is covering Arnold Palmer like he's the Sheikh of Araby. And they're nothing more than a coolie.
Because you know what? John Daly got scrutinized for everything he was doing because he was making
problems.
Guess what? John Daly's a white man. Okay?
John Daly, his problem, all they did is look at the fact that this white boy is a whiskey sipper. He's a rummy. Okay? He's next to a jug.
Oh my God.
He's no threat. He's a clown. That's what they think of him. He's the town drunk of the PGA Tour.
I think you need to go to the village where Armour Palmer's at, because you know what? You need to get
This man's name is Armand Palmer. His name is Arnold Palmer. And
that's what the man is saying, Arnold Palmer.
And Arnold Palmer wants to warehouse old whites in a swamp. What do you say about that? You don't say nothing about that, because it's Arnold Palmer.
No, you know what?
I don't think you've listened to anything that anybody's saying.
I'm listening to everything anybody. The problem is, Mr. Henry, you're not getting the good housekeeping stamp of approval answer from me that you want.
I want a sensible answer from you. I want you addressing exactly what it is we're talking about here, which is, to wit, the media coverage, sensational media coverage, no matter who the individual is. Here is Carissa in Jackson, Mississippi. You're on with Professor Clayton. Go ahead, Carissa.
Thank you for taking my call, Phil. I just had to call in and address this. You know, Mr., I'm a black woman, and for you to sit here on this radio and say that the media is playing this out as a race issue, you are exactly wrong. You are further adding to the mental derangement of our society and the issues we face now, not only as black people, but as a people as a whole. And this man lived his life in the public eye. And the media don't just go through his damn back door. They go through all of them. So I can't believe...
Young lady, listen to her.
And you're not listening. You're talking
black
and you're
women
not
love to talk, you know.
Listening.
Black what? Women love to talk. Black women never shut up, you know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and you're a black
I'm put him on
you
hold.
You never shut up. You never
yeah,
shut
put
up.
It... Go ahead, Carissa. We got him on hold.
Thank you. And what I'm saying is, you're speaking of this man. He's a golfer who lived his life in public. And the same people who build him up, yes, they're going to tear him down. And he was wrong to have as many mistresses as he had on his wife. That's wrong.
Wait a minute. What are you doing back on?
I broke off a hold. Nobody going to hold me on hold. You can't keep a black man chained on hold. I'm going to say what I got to say.
But you know what? You haven't allowed this lady. She made some very good points. He's a public personality, black, white, or indifferent. He made a couple of moves that were publicly recorded. Number one, if you wreck your car, cops are going to come out and investigate.
Okay. You know how many times when I was a young man, I rolled a car into a ditch because maybe I had too much to drink? Yeah, the cops came out to investigate, but there weren't no white people around writing down there. You want to know why? Because I wasn't famous enough. If I was the right kind of black man.
A white neighborhood, you idiot. So who else is going to be around?
They're going to have, let me ask you something.
What do you mean you rolled a bunch of cars when you were a kid?
When I was a young man, I was footloose and free. I got my swerve on. And I rolled a car one time into a bus stop with about six people standing there. And you want to know something? They come out, they look at me, and they said, it's just another blankety-blank, N-word. And I got thrown in jail. But if I'd been Tiger Woods, I'd have been all over the front page. If I'd been Arnold Palmer, they would have hushed it up. They would have hustled him into the back of the limousine and taken him off to a secluded place.
He's on the
right.
front page. When Tiger Woods wins the Masters, he's on the front page. And when Tiger Woods messes and steps in it, just as he's done now, he's going to be on the front page.
Exactly.
Hey, let me ask this young lady about the fact this man has a wife, this blonde wife. Doesn't that offend you? Doesn't that upset you?
Is?
As a young black woman, you're not a...
Look at this. This is a man's choice. This is...
His wife is.
I'm telling you that woman is...
You're on the Don radio defending him, who's never said once that he was a black man. He said he was cowboy raging and whatever the devil that is. So don't come telling me anything about Tiger Woods and what he's done and what he's done is right. He was wrong, and he should be punished for it. And I hope they pull
him. If he had a black wife, he wouldn't have been poisoned by that white woman and all of that white poison.
Oh, you are a fool.
What the hell are you talking about?
She's feeding him all that Hennessy and Quivacia. That's what he's getting. That's what he's getting drunk on. That white man's liquor.
It really bothers me. I have a son who's 18 years old, and he's going out to college this year, and it bothers me.
God bless him.
Like you could be teaching him, and I hope like hell they're not. Thank you, Phil.
Is she hanging up?
Yeah, thank you very much, miss, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. And we got to take a break. We'll be back with Professor Emory Clayton.
Wait. Did that young lady hang up?
Yes, she did.
Well, then maybe finally I can get a word in edgewise, because nothing runs off at the lip. And I say this with the greatest of love and respect for all of our black sisters. But God almighty, do they talk and talk. And
boy, you say that with all the due respect.
I'm saying something right now that black people understand, Phil, and I'd appreciate it if you just let me say it. You black women, I love you. I love you as the mothers and as the sisters and as the grandmothers and as the daughters and as the nieces and as the cousins and the stepdaughters and the female supervisors and the congresswomen. Are you going to interrupt me again?
I got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. Professor Emory Clayton with us. Tiger Woods, don't forget to check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/PhilHenry, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL every night here and on our website, philhenryshow.com, for live streaming video and audio each and every night. Go over to Facebook, facebook.com/PhilHenry. We have with us Professor Emory Clayton. We're talking about Tiger Woods and the latest installment of his problems. His wife has moved out. Voicemails have been released to the press in a voicemail. The one young woman said that this was Tiger Woods telling her to eliminate her name from her phone so his wife wouldn't see it. You're talking about, and we'll get back to some phone calls, what about Vijay Singh?
Well, Vijay Singh, Phil, is he's not a black man.
No, he's Indian.
He's an Indian, that's right. I don't understand personally, their affinity for golf. Indians, to me, look like white people in blackface. Now, I know that doesn't mean anything in terms of the actual reality of their race. They are obviously Southern Asian, and they are people who inhabit their own country there, and they may like to play golf, and that's good for them. I don't know how they can afford it. That is a country racked with poverty, and you're trying to tell me that an Indian can come up with the scratch to get in nine holes on a Saturday morning. I'm telling you.
I know he's Indian, but I don't think he's from India. I think it's like Fiji or...
What do you mean Fiji? What are you talking about? These Indians, they look like white folks in blackface, so it's difficult for me...
What do you mean white folks in blackface?
To me, that's what they look like, so it is difficult for me to feel affinity with them, even though I know it isn't their fault. But I'm concerned primarily here with the well-being and the rights that are being trampled on of a young black man who has resurrected this arcane sport of golf and made it exciting for Americans again.
All right, 877, brother, 877.
Well, you can say old brother all you want, but the fact is...
You know, I right now I need to get to a phone call, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Stephanie. Stephanie, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for having me. I don't understand. So what you're saying is only black men, black famous men are scrutinized on the press. What happened when Bill Clinton was in president? He was scrutinized day in and day out for doing for having an affair. And so
he was the president of the United States. He was the president of the United States. He wasn't a golfer.
What about Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, Fergie's husband that's being accused of...
What about Bobby Brown? And what about that other Brown? What about Bobby Brown?
Only black men are scrutinized on the press, which is a complete contradiction.
In the golf world. I'm saying the golf world.
And you watch.
No, you got to understand.
There are.
You don't get it.
Not black men, black women. It's famous people, people who live their lives in the public eye. Will all.
You are. You're very typical of a black woman because you like
I'm
to talk,
black,
and that's
I'm
all right.
White. I'm not black.
Well,
I'm white.
I find that hard to believe.
See,
the way you talk.
Don't
you've got,
know what
you must be a black. You must be a black woman.
No, I'm.
You
very
must be.
I'm very much.
She's
white.
A.
What is that? Very much white. Then why do you talk so much?
She's trying to get a word in because you're butting in.
I believe that you are. I don't understand how any education system would ever hire you teaching Americans. We live in the 21st century where it's not being black, white, blue, green, purple. It's being an American citizen.
You know, I've never seen a blue or a green person, but I have seen a black person. I've seen a white person. And, ma'am, I understand what you're trying to say. You are an apologist for the white Zionist racist media in this country. Are you Jewish? Because you sound as if you're an apologist for the Zionist media.
You live in this
country.
Whoa. I got to interrupt. What do you mean the... Hold on. What do you mean the Zionist media?
The Zionist media that's stirring it up over there in Iran right now, where these people are trying to destabilize the one Islamic republic they have in that part of the world, and the white Zionist media located in America.
Don't even talk like that, because my husband is serving our country in Iraq right now. And so...
I ain't talking about Iraq. I'm talking about Iran, which is a different
Iran,
country.
Iraq, it's all... It is a different country. But
he's
protecting Americans. He's not protecting certain people. He's protecting the American culture, and that is, we don't look at people and their races now. We are ever, really, as far as
I'm concerned. Let me ask you something. Do you go on this? Can I ask you, Stephanie?
Americans.
Stephanie, this is Professor Clayton. Do you go on this Twitter? Have you gone on the Twitter, what they call Twitter?
No, I don't belong on Twitter. No,
well,
I don't.
I think you should, because that's a great place for black women to go and just run their mouths, because they let you run your yap over there all you want.
She just got done telling you that she's
disrespectful.
No, I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
No, you are extremely disrespectful. I think if anybody is racist in this country, you are racist. You are.
Oh, I was waiting for that
label
one.
Racist.
See,
you can't help but looking at someone and seeing their race. You can't see someone as a person, and what's wrong with this country. You are.
I'm not wrong. I'll tell you what's wrong with this country right now is the fact that General Motors can't build a car that even a Korean would want to buy. That's what's wrong with this country.
See, but you can't even keep on one subject.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, everybody. You have problems. Yeah, you're talking about everybody. Why don't you?
The only problem I've got is why it is Arnold Palmer gets away with doing a commercial where they're going to warehouse old. That's a good question.
Why do you have such a problem with him? Why do you have such a problem with him?
What? Because I don't see anybody picking through his toilet. I don't see anyone spying on him while he's sitting on the toilet and trying to find. But they do that.
Nobody spied on Tiger Woods. He screwed up. He got into a car accident. He was investigated, and he is a famous person. He's
a famous
athlete.
How'd they find out about
it?
How did they find out about it? Well, the cops showed up because the guy, why? Because all he did here's the thing.
Forget it.
Phil Hendry.